Maximum to
get. And is that is all these?
But then maybe do like this. And then we can still do like that we can see.
So just looking over.
Yeah,
it's all these. If you have like 1 minute, 5 minutes, you can.
Yeah.
And also the Indus level.
And after that, to see where we
are. Like, can we over
that? Yeah. Yeah, I keep in the coffee beside.
All right. Yeah. Coffee,
it's Tourmaline.
It's of man. It's of man.
Tourmaline.
Awakening.
Oh, okay.
For the Drian.
How about
you? Of betaald, maar.
Ik heb die nog niet betaald. Wait, what is that?
English?
You
want to
drink something?
I did get that. I'll have a ginger tea if you have it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, same for me.
Okay. That's really nice, the ginger tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We were interested in your research on crystals and how you came to it, what you did, conclusions maybe, or not, I don't know. If you want more precise questions, it's also possible.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to think in the meantime, because I'm not so prepared or something. So it's not my research, first of all, because it's O-O-O-O-O, and O-O-O-O-O is the constellation from... within I'm working, and that's not a constitutive body, it's not a collective, it's just around a certain topic, we try to gather people from an intersectional approach. I think it was also in Calafu, actually, that I got to know quite a lot of biohackers. That's already a good introduction to go together in certain flows of understanding biological matter, and also to create like sort of labs where we are more trying to understand current science, maybe, or to even contribute to current science, but of course knowing that these institutes are quite hierarchical, have like a lot of tools and instruments that we don't have access to, and that we sometimes have to create our own labs and instruments to do specific research. There you had like a lab which was called Pitch Blinda, and that's a lab where people try to make electronics and also mostly maybe in relation with music instruments and noise, to produce noise rather than trying to make sense. And I think Paola Pin also mentioned piezoelectricity within the crystals. And then of course you can be like in a work session like this, you can be very much working together, and then you go to your own place, and then you realize, where is my biohacker friends? Where is this craziness or chaotic moments that we were making together? And then, with any kind of invitation or out of yourself initiation, you need like to continue, you know. Which is much more harder, of course, if you're more alone, or that you have to try to constitute it. Because here in Antwerp, in Ghent there is some biohacking lab, but they are not queer feminists, so it's even more complex, because then you have to go again in that dynamic before. I don't know, and by working with all these electronic components, you also try to understand what they do. And in the meantime, I was entering already Calafu and the Pitch Blinda with a huge research on radio and the electromagnetic field, but in the broadest sense, like what you were putting in the performance, or how do I have to call it? Moment of
the
disclosure
of the future.
I was a lot on boats, so, and there is radio telecommunication is very important, and you start to go in the history of the development of the devices, but of course also looking at just what are frequencies, you know, and what is the electromagnetic spectrum.
Yeah.
And we built like a sort of brain device. And of course our body also is a little electronic system.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also emitting on very low frequencies, on alpha, beta, delta, mm-hmm. gamma, your brain. So with that device, we had a sort of sonification.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, by talking with people, and the Earth also has a frequency, and the Schumann resonance, which is 7.82.
And for the human and body, what is the range?
For your brain, you know, we have to look it up. Mm. It's very low. It's very, 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 very low frequencies.
Interesting.
So, for example, 7.80 hertz, it's actually the frequency of the Earth.
Mm.
So, and that only came later to me. If you would have the Earth and you would make a big wave around the half of the Earth and you would again make an oscillation.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly 7.82. And that is in your brain. I think it's the delta, but don't take me on delta. Maybe it's gamma. But you know that people are, sometimes they say I have to go back to nature, to resource.
Mm.
And that's of course also because your brain, as the wave which makes you more feeling at ease,
mm.
is exactly on the same wavelength as the frequencies, or the frequency of the Earth, which is also 7.82. So here of course you have a lot of other frequencies and very high frequencies which came in our current society by our technological improvements.
Mm-hmm.
But it's normal that if you go back to nature and there is not too many antennas around you, that you can resource and feel much more calmer because you're trying to synchronize with that wave. So in the meantime, we were doing...
So it's only in the nature that you can still feel that wave? Of senses.
Yeah, in the nature, but where is there still complete nature without any device?
Mm.
Because there is also satellites going around.
Mm.
So, by being on the boat and being in like, we went by a lot of islands, and in Jersey Island, for example, that was where it had a particular situation, it could listen to France and it could listen to the UK, because in an island, always if you have water is a super good propagator for any kind of waves,
mm-hmm.
Because it's the perfect ground also, actually. And if you want to put an antenna, you have to ground it always, and what is the basic of it, you have to put electricity in it, and if you put electricity, you can send. The more electricity you send, the better your wave will propagate. So, but if you're on a boat, your water contains salt, so it's a perfect conductor, and also has a conduction to the core of our Earth. So it's very strange. It's a ground. So what I saw with crystal radio, it's actually you just have a crystal which is a galena. And it's by tuning, and that's how they did in when all the radios were confiscated in World War II. For the people who already had some, they started to build the crystal radio to be able to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a galena. Yeah, you can look maybe.
It's a certain type of crystal?
It's a certain type of crystal which is sourced mostly in the environments close to where they were building the radios. And Jersey had also galena. And a galena has the aspects of a semiconductor. What is a semiconductor? Semiconductor can let go current in one direction and stops current in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me all the specificities, because I'm also trying to understand all these technical devices we are having around us. But the semiconductor was a huge revolution. This is a galena. Of course, here you see one which is also diffracted. Mostly you need the pure mathematical form. You need one little one. If you look maybe at a crystal radio, or there you see already an This later became a component, and it's called the geranium diode. So in there, you
geranium diamond.
Diode. It's a geranium diode. Mm. So all it became very clear through this crystal radio research that all components which we nowadays have in our devices are actually organic material, which got in the 20th century, got through the biochemical revolution or through chemics. Got also synthesized and got then artificially made.
Yeah.
So from the galena, and it's very inside of the crystal radio, the thing to hear, it has to have a high impedance, and that's also a piezoelectric crystal. You have this little to make the headphones in there, because it's. That's already more advanced crystal radios. But you have a coil. You have here, you see one. There you see clearly the crystal inside. And that's, you make a little other coil with a copper wire. And just by moving this little wire, you can tune your radio. So they were hours trying to tune it. Radio to be able to receive signal, and what was that then? That signal that was news to know what is the next move to do. It came from a lot of different sides. That somehow I got deeper and deeper in trying to understand what it is. And here is a quartz. And this is also you should have. We were looking at this film Crystals to
Go to War,
and that's based on quartz, because quartz and also Rochelle salt, the one that we try to make, and I think tourmaline, they have this piezoelectricity. And what is piezoelectricity? If you put it under pressure, you grow it. First, if you grow it, the crazy thing in nature is that it will have an exact mathematical form. And
right.
It will be...
maybe it's like built on a fractal pattern.
There is a whole... in mathematics, you have one section which is called crystallography. And it's only about like the mathematical formations of crystals. But, I took these maps. So... you have also different ways at looking at it, but with the crystalline, what we try to do is more to have this alchemic approach, to not go into the scientific, but like in the moment that it was more metaphysical, you know, to try to understand the truth or whatever, to try to source. And of course, that thereout came science and a certain way of trying to approach. And now we have more. We are on a quantum physical level and on a DNA, so we can also, we have a lot of visual apparatus to see what we are seeing. And what was the intention also to, and there was this telling insight in the crystal, to try to have people have different associations with crystals, whether they read about it, whether they were, some people, it's also very spiritual practice, which is, and for example, Schumann resonator, it's also somebody like Willem Reich, scientists which were put in a parapsychological, and we call this also a bit parascientific. It's not the real science or the objective science, no, it's through a subjective approach, and also maybe to just wonder and try to understand that you that you do your research, but these voices were in the objective science were quite they didn't really
marginalized.
They were marginalized and they came into the parapsychological. One maybe is also nice to see is the Orgonite. Orgonite is based on Willem Reich. And it's a sort of way of, they put a coil, some crystalline sand, you can make it yourself.
I have one.
I also have one at home like this. And they see, there is a huge movement of people, and I later can see where, let you see where we have the references to look that all up. They hide it under antennas, or nearby sources, because it would cancel out certain frequencies. The knowledge, the real scientific aspect of it, I didn't research, but that's there is this, how is it called? The gifting community, crystal gifting community or so. So we have two, during the crystalling, we try to, is it working? How do I click?
Mm-hmm. Click here.
Read more, so we had a wiki more to follow up on the biochemical process what we are doing, because what we wanted to do is to learn something out of biochemical, is how to produce them ourselves. But then we have another document, which is a constant pad, where you have quite a lot of different references, which were all said by people, or which were all found in while we were researching. I think this one is quite nice, the spirit science. If I remember well, it looks ridiculous, but they go in a very wide range of looking at the spirituality around crystals. And I think they also mentioned this crystal gifting movement about people who are trying to cancel out antennas. Here is also the one. From I think here one of these two is the crystals goes to war. Not so sure. In the meantime, we also some people gave more philosophical. There is quite some things written about crystals. Simon Don has something about the system amplification, but also how is he called about the rhizomatic ideas. The philosopher Deleuze, Guattari also have around crystals and. They use it in a way also to understand society. This one of Daria, I took it, but I really want to have it back, so maybe it's a friend. Mara knows her well. She was writing this in Piet Zwart. It's more about navigating in the age of magical reproduction.
But of it's what?
More
magical
reproduction.
Yes, okay.
But wow. She's more referring to Kirchner. I don't know whether you know Kirchner.
Yeah.
Kirchner, yeah. He was making this kind of inventions. I were making schematics about it, but he used it in a religious way. He wanted it's science for convincing people in a belief.
Right.
But I don't know. It's a quite.
But the PDF, the link to the PDF is there? No.
No, because she has it not online. But
so
I
maybe we
it.
Can go to a copy shop and just photocopy.
Yeah. Yep. So there was also in science fiction books like in Ice Nine, that's actually Peter said it, so maybe he can explain it well. It's crystallization becomes a bioweapon. We try to gather there a little bit of information and also more still about how to grow them. But for me, it's also a long time ago that I go into it. But what did we try to do during that lab? To have a little bit of this contextual framework, but we had some specific interface, and that we wanted to do is first cook them. If we cook them, we want to know that this piezoelectricity is happening, and that's why you see here on the quartz you see two copper plates, because we will put it to an oscilloscope. And then you start to put it under pressure to see whether that electric effect is happening. So what it means, you put it under pressure and you see clearly a peak, a voltage peak, that you can harvest in any kind of way. But the intention was to read it, then to sonify it, and then somehow to stream it or transmit it in relation to the radio that we were doing. So, I borrowed a crystal of a friend of mine. And then, of course, we were hitting on it, and she was like, maybe stop doing it, because the crystal is too close to my personal age. it seemed also a very aggressive way of treating it for like just seeing the effect. So then I bought this one, and in the meantime we were trying to grow the other ones. Let's see what is there. Because like we are trying to now in we were invited for a project on thinking about print in 2079, and we just said we are doing the crystalline, maybe we start with that. So we try to publish now a little thing about the different stages with, and the first one is more on the different representations. Chemical one is there somewhere, but yeah, this was once appearing in life. This is the also the the representation, the
like a diagram or
the representation of what the not the chemical but the it's the quantum physical with the DNA, the DNA of the
string. The makeup of the interior structure of the atoms.
Yeah, the atoms. So it's very interesting that it was also in life, you know, at a certain moment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you see that it's somewhere else. We also print part of the spills of the of what we left by the lab. And we try to put it in some kind of form. So yeah, it's just test things that I got at home. But why was it so interesting to try to also in Belgium there is also each year a crystal
competition.
And this is for children to grow. They try to grow this year the borax, and it's really to introduce children to scientific projects. I met this Tige Persiakas. It's somebody who's in from the university here, and his partner was like the judge of that. And so it was all presented in Brussels in the near the palace. You have the House of Science. There children are received, and there is like huge. There was some kind of introduction on diamond, because of course the diamond is big here. But like how to look at it mathematically, chemically, and how to sharpen it and have it in the right form. So yeah, I don't know what we are going to encounter. This is part of the wiki. This is very, here you can see beryl is also hexagonal. It's a little bit the same as the, it should grow, when you're growing it. It should grow exactly in that form to have the, that particular properties. So you make just
the mathematical properties, you mean?
Yeah, but you need them to have the electric.
The radio crystal.
And that's what you see in the crystal. Not the radio crystal. This is the piezoelectric crystal.
Okay. So,
but through, I'm going to see what we encounter here. We were also in the U.S. Doing also the lab, and we were on a lot of different places, because the more places we would go, the more different parts of the research we could follow. This is actually the Rochelle salt we are making. Salt is also a crystal. It was actually first used as a laxative, and they believed it was a laxative. It was sold for 60 years like that. Then the Curies, as in their sound, as in a side effect of their research, saw it has had this piezoelectricity, and then we are at the crystals go to war. Because what happens, we can measure the piezoelectricity of it, but what and you can harvest the energy, but what if you put energy on it? If I connect the battery to this, what will happen? It will create a stable frequency. And a stable frequency, what does that mean? That's time. That's a clock. And that's in all our electronic devices is a quartz. Because the quartz has, if you apply power voltage on it, it will have
regular.
So I think there is also a nice movie of how is this BBC thing called, where they explain very basic inventions. It's very, very nicely done. One is on the quartz clock, and that would be good to see once to I don't know whether I'm going to find it. 1, 2, 3. Let's see for it later. The Secret Life of Machines. That's really like it's one of the best series. It goes from the vacuum cleaner to the refrigerator, but it's two strange guys, and here is the quartz watch. It's like two strange guys who try to mimic, like, or try to make mechanically the inventions to make them understandable for people. But yeah, it's you have to watch ones on the quartz, because then you see, you apply on it, tech, there is a stable frequency. But of course, we didn't want to just take that for granted. We wanted to try that also ourselves.
Yeah.
But we were still growing. And you have to, first you make a batch, it grows. We did it wrong, it was growing on the surface, so you have to put it on a string, and then more will come, and you have to try to harvest the best ones. These are not ours, this one is of Dominic Muren, which is a material researcher in the University of somewhere close to, it's not Portland, between Portland and San Francisco.
Berkeley?
No, that's San Francisco.
No, that's,
I don't know the exact university where he's from, because he tries to make the headphone completely sourced out of natural materials. That means like using certain roots of plants for making the wire. If you use sugar-containing plants, you can have the carbon, which is a conductive material, then resin to isolate it, because you need to, like the plastic normally around it, you make of plant sap. So each element he's trying to make. So I was very glad he had a lot to try, because we were switching location and trying out, trying to find the good composition of all the online resources which are there. These are like, once we had one, you have to slice it. So we were just doing it on sanding paper. And then you can start to check it out more on the we tried it on the oscilloscope. Also have all the settings to try to see. This is actually a mail of Curren. Mm-hmm. Curren, he knows also a lot on resonance frequencies, so it's very nice to see. The resonance frequency is like the resonance of the thing itself, and that maybe you cannot immediately see. It can also, a body also has it, but yeah, you. This was a way in which we maybe could test it.
And what was the way to test it?
This one we didn't take. We didn't go for. We had first also to make pre-amplifiers to make the signal
stronger.
This is the this is the device which the Curies found out of the piezo electricity. So yeah, then we had during the crystalline trying to find the schematic trying to build it.
When you're growing them, though, will they grow in a way that's not with the same pattern or with the same internal structure? You were saying before that when you
first tried
to do it,
they have to.
This is the only way in which they'll grow. Yeah.
No, this will be the only way that they will work. You look at how they grow, also.
But so they can grow, like the structure, they can grow in ways if like the mixture isn't right, so to speak, when you that doesn't I see. Okay. Yeah.
So, and that's with all these ones, and you don't want that they are connected like this, and you want them growing nicely, that you have one. This could be one, maybe, almost, but not really. The properties will not be there if they don't grow mathematically nice, and when you don't have a pure solution, mm-hmm. which, and of course, if you build it all up yourself, you have a lot of impurities.
Yeah.
But we were also lucky, somebody who was working in my house was working here in the biochemic lab, and they have a lot of equipment. They did away, so like, we have this actually is magnets. If you put it in a, on a plate, which is also has the magnet, it will stir for you. Because otherwise, if you don't stir with your correct hand in the correct way with a spoon, which is already infected, it will all go.
A lot of variants.
So, but you have to have this to go on. And this is the way how the axis in which it has to be sliced.
I see.
So, okay, we tried to build a ring modulator, but that was a side effect. Then we found all patterns. We went in the Radio Museum in Leuven. It's a very strange place. It's not accessible really for people, but it's all these guys who worked in the telecom industry there together, a sort of retirement hacker space. But they have access to the most crazy equipment. And of course, in these kind of spaces, if you have certain knowledge,
you're going to have more access.
Yeah, you get more access. So that was also an intention of doing this project, you know, because like most of these spaces, as these technologies come out very of very heteronormative spaces, and which are also intended for very heteronormative use and development.
Yeah.
So, but the more and more you know, the more and more and more you get access, only if you can say little things, because of course in all of this, there is an abstract understanding, but there is also magic. And that in all these spaces would also be acknowledged, so you can always
acknowledged.
Not it's by some people, and you always of course find within these spaces also the people who have that twist, you know, in which you, and there then starts the connection, and you can somehow I find out more or go further on the path. The accident was, the coincidence was also that we were in Brussels in a residency place which was supporting this project, which is the old radio and first television studios in Belgium. And a lot of these people of this radio museum were also there, so there was already a strange connection made also besides from this project. But they said, in the needle of the record player, there was also a piezoelectric element. So this is exactly this part of the Rochelle salt or the quartz that is put there, because if you have a record, it has a difficult physical pressure because you have the groove. So then we tried, but yesterday we did a half try with our needle that we made, because a lot of these things get broken in demonstrations and other moments. But then we tried to make it, and we could amplify the record. So in these kind of moments, you're of course happy.
So that's also how the old gramophones
were working, and the headphones.
I have one, actually. I could dismantle it.
Could be that in the needle, that there is a crystal, still a real crystal inside. So then, there was also this strange gathering for kids in Brussels in tour and taxis. So I went there, I think it's somewhere else, and then there was these girls of 12 years old who were actually doing the same research for the crystals, and they invented some kind of, if you have in the rooftop and in asphalt, if you would use the piezoelectricity, you could generate and harvest energy out of it, and the drops on your roof could become, if you have a battery too.
Save
it. So there were a lot of different crazy things also. So the resonance frequency, finally we were in California, and California is not wherever. You are in, if there you are in a biohack lab or you are in a hackerspace, it's another mindset, of course, there.
In what sense? I've never been to California. Because it's the valley.
It's the valley, and it still attracts a lot of people with a lot of ambitions and knowledges. and it's a white egg. The technology came from acid-taking people living on boats while UNA bombers were... and that's also the context of a very colonial approach. We go to a land, we install ourselves, and we imagine. And there is like a lot of intentional communities, and there is a big intersection between science, spiritualism, and you go up. I found on the 135.2 I had before the communication of the flight tower.
Okay.
But I have the impression that the blue one is working more proper than the black one.
Okay.
And the, it's in my computer. The bow fin is also lying on the table there. But actually, we should also go and have a look. So quickly look at
California.
Wiki. So we were in California in a hackerspace, and next to it was a Counterculture Labs, which is a biohacking space. And they invited us to do the workshop, but they were all actually much more advanced in their... biological and chemical knowledge. But next to it was Pseudo Room, which was also a hackerspace, but more a hack lab, and which was also more queer feminist than the other. Which one is the one? It's in Oakland. The other one in San Francisco is also super nice because, yeah, the hacker culture. Yeah, you know, you just have access and you can, if you, it's very good spaces internationally. If you know the Open Day, you have like depending on where a chaotic infrastructure or super organized infrastructure. But there they had some. Why I say California, there was a lot of technology developed. So on the second-hand market and on the waste market, there is so much, much higher technological equipment than here. Huh? Because like you have to imagine what has been going on there. So here is more all the process of trying to make it. This was also in Constant. We were on an apartment, we were on a boat, we were growing them too low, but they look already good. See the hexagonal form. This was in a Counterculture Lab. You see that it's a quite professional biohacking lab. Lots of people growing different ones. This is the signal in the reading. And then here we try to do the resonance frequency. So we try to apply with the signal generator. A little bit what Curen explains in his mail also. So we had already some clue what we had to look for or which words to say. And then we heard sound through the crystal. So mostly they are 10 megahertz, the ones, and they have this...
regular beat.
Yeah, the regular beat. And if you then put a mechanic to it, or you apply power and you modulate it and you receive it on another side, you can send a message through the electromagnetic spectrum and receive it. That's all.
ISS station is in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes, yeah.
You can borrow the Baofen in the meantime.
Yeah, but the Baofen was lying on the table, so
okay.
I thought you had to...
Yeah. In the car. The door to the left.
That's not so smart. In which car? It's just in the house, but yeah. I don't know what else to say.
So is there, are there just one question before we go? Are there crystals, are there different types of crystals that resonate on different frequencies?
Yeah. That's in the crystals too. Bar, they try to slice them, but they have exact that frequency because like they want to be able to communicate one to the other. And it has to be
the
same one.
Same frequency.
Because that's what they are trying to go to do on the roof now. They are trying to the crystal in the one device, and the one which is sending, they try to the one tries to receive the other.
Yeah, okay.